This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It sounds like something from the Cold War or James Bond. This week, Russia has accused the British government of spying and using non-governmental organizations to help. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports from Moscow.
The accusations were made public in a Sunday night news program. It showed black and white video footage allegedly depicting four British embassy officials in a Moscow park, retrieving information from that classic intelligence tool, a fake rock. Sergei Ignatchenko, spokesman for the Federal Security Service, the FSB, which succeeded the KGB, appeared on Russian television to describe how the high-tech transmitter inside worked.
The agent who needs to hand over information strolls by the rock and, when he's close enough, beams the information through a special device.
The British embassy officials also used handheld devices to remotely retrieve the information. The British Foreign Office denied the charges, which Prime Minister Tony Blair shrugged off in a news conference yesterday.
In respect of the... I only saw myself on teletext this morning, the business about Russia, and I'm afraid that you're going to get the old stock in trade of never commenting on security matters. Except where we want to, obviously. Seriously, I think the less said about that one, the better.
Retired KGB Colonel Viktor Cherkashin helped uncover British spy Oleg Penkovsky in Moscow back in 1962 and says he has no doubt the latest allegations are real. He says espionage between former Cold War enemies didn't stop with the communist collapse.
It would be naive to believe that the United States, Britain, and several other countries changed their approach to Russia from the point of view of gathering information.
Military expert Alexander Goltz agrees British embassy officials probably conduct espionage in Russia, but he says the FSB Security Service should have arrested the British operatives.
If everything took place the way they said, that means the FSB's counterintelligence operation failed, and it would have been better for them to have kept quiet about the whole thing.
Goltz says the Kremlin instead decided to use the incident for propaganda purposes. Sunday's television program showed documents it said proved British intelligence financed Russian NGOs. The allegations follow the enactment of a new law this month restricting the activities of charities, human rights groups, and other NGOs. One document appeared to show the signature of one of the British officials depicted in the videotape footage. The signature allegedly authorized payment to the Moscow Helsinki group. The group's director, Lyudmila Alexeyeva, says the document is fake. She says the accusations are really part of a move to shut down foreign-funded NGOs.
For that to happen, such organizations have to be compromised and discredited. This is the beginning of such a campaign.
Last month, the head of Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service said foreign spies were using NGOs as cover in Russia. But intelligence officials in the United States and Britain say Russia has boosted its own espionage activities in their countries to Cold War levels. Goltz says the Kremlin's focus on intelligence reflects what he calls the growing securitization of its activities.
The country's current rulers trust information from closed sources and not from the academic community or from various analyses.
The Moscow-Helsinki group's Alexeyeva agrees.
The president created those conditions himself by destroying the independence of the press. He deprived himself of all sources of information except for the FSB.
But legislators today said this week's espionage accusations justify the country's new law restricting NGOs. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.